this truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You're listening to 50,000 Watt AM 670 KLTT, the most powerful Christian radio station in America. Today is February 1st, and that means a lot to the broadcast of Bob Enyart Live. But first, here are some of the stories we'd like to get to today. There's big research news out from the Washington Post, the National Institutes of Health study. They said that brain immaturity can be deadly and that teenagers make bad decisions. Boy, we could have saved millions of dollars in 13 years of study on that one, huh? Cheryl and I have been raising 7 boys. And how many of our kids, honey? I see Cheryl through the studio glass. How many of our kids have learned to drive on my Saturn? My 1998 Saturn. Three? Three of our boys. How many of them have crashed my Saturn? Three? Oh, all three. Okay, we could have saved the NIH a fortune and came to the same conclusion. But we'll get to that story in a little bit. And then videos show prisoner abuse at Guantanamo Bay. And they have videotape of guards who are going in and they're securing prisoners who are a little bit out of control. And they also have female guards who traumatize Muslim men because they're men and their guards are female. And so I want to put that in perspective a little later in the show, put that in context, because your normal county jails in America, which I'm somewhat of an expert at, having spent 6 months in them, they have this ACLU-inspired treatment of inmates where they have female guards everywhere. And whether you're showering or in the bathroom, the toilets are all open to view of female guards. And they sell pornography and they air soft porn movies for public consumption in the jails. And female guards have sexual encounters with the inmates. And so anyway, when you hear about what's going on in these prisons with terrorist prisoners of war and illegal combatants, put it in context. We have a Howard Stern culture, and filth just comes from our culture. It oozes out. And so the same kind of filth that you get on cable TV, it appears also in our prisons, in the war on terror. So we'll talk about that a bit and put that in context. That's the Howard Stern front of the war on terror, Abu Ghraib and the such. And then we have the Republicans in power now for a second term in a row. And one of the first decisions of the second term of the Bush administration is that his new Medicare prescription drug benefit will also cover Viagra. So that will add another $1 billion estimated to the steadily increasing 10-year price tag of the program, where we transfer money primarily from young families to senior citizens who are much more financially stable than our young families with a few kids. All right, what else? Oh, yeah, Britain is urging America to help avert climate catastrophe. Global warming is coming. And last I checked, now this might have changed recently. I haven't checked on this in a few months. But the last I checked, there is 1 million tons. There are 1 million tons of air per person. Per person. So get to work. You got a lot of hot air to produce if the liberals are going to be comforted in their Armageddon end of the world fantasy. So start producing hot air. Okay. Oh, and then also another story. Two bishops, one in Mexico, one in Spain, have said that they are recommending the use of condoms to stop the spread of AIDS, of HIV. And there's a conflict there within the Roman Catholic Church because these are two bishops that are challenging the Vatican. So these are some of the things we're going to talk about. And as we always do at Bob and Yurt Live, we try to take the principles in the Bible and apply them to the issues of the day. That's our goal. That's what we do. That's what we do for a living. It's not much of a living, but it's a living. It's actually half a living. As the host of Bob and Yurt Live, about half of my income to support my family comes from the show, and the other half comes from Denver Bible Church. It's about 50-50. So for those who support Bob and Yurt Live, I want to thank you very much, because our church, we were planted by a Bible church across town in January of 2000, and that wasn't a huge church. That was a small church planting another small church so that people in Southwest Denver would have a Bible church nearby. They wouldn't have to drive for 50 minutes, 40 minutes. So Bob and Yurt Live is on the air thanks to our listeners. And every February, we do a telethon. And if we meet our goal early, then we could end it. And the goal is to help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the radio. Now, there's two ways we distribute this show. On the air, on the most powerful Christian radio station in the country, KLTT, and on the internet at our website, kgov.com. And so in order to keep the program on the air, which is much more expensive, we have an annual telethon, and our goal is to raise $10,000. $10,000 in one-time gifts. And, you know, once in a while in the past few years, there's been one or two people out there who've said, I want to kick this off with a gift of $500. Occasionally, somebody's given $1,000. And the encouragement that gives to all of us here is just extraordinary, especially to me. I mean, I get thrilled, and it looks like, hey, we're going to meet this goal. So we have a goal of $10,000 in one-time gifts, or also $500 in monthly pledges. So somebody out there might say, I'm going to pledge $50 a month to help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the radio. And you can do either of those or whatever amount monthly you'd like to pledge. And if you have a credit card number, then we would charge it automatically on the 5th of the month and send you a notice, let you know we charged it. So you can do that either by calling us. It's the same as the call-in number. So by the way, if you'd like to call in about any of the topics we've just mentioned, feel free. The number is 1-800-8-NYART. And again, you could use this number to call in a pledge, a one-time pledge or a monthly pledge, or to call in to talk on the air. 1-800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. Or you go online to kgov.com, and you could click on the top right where it says Get Bob's Materials, Shop Bob and Yurt Live, KGov. And you go into the store, and there's a department for donations. We have a whole donations department. I remember the first time I ever drove, and I went to the store. I was driving. It was a big deal. And we went to Sears to get a garbage can. And I went into the Sears as now a young adult on my own, and I asked the woman working there, where are the garbage cans? And she said, in the garbage can department. I will never forget that. That just made such an impact on me. I thought, wow, There are businesses that are so successful they have garbage can departments, and I'm a waiter at a restaurant. So at any rate, we have our donation department at the store, and you could click on donations and make a one-time donation. You could add a comment if you'd like and encourage us, encourage our crew, which is mostly volunteer. A few people get paid little dribs and drabs, straggles, crumbs that fall from the table, but scraps. But your support will encourage the crew, the volunteers, and me, and even my wife, who's in this. Well, she's sort of stuck, Cheryl. But it'll encourage us. And if you give a one-time gift, thank you so much. Or if you want to give monthly, you can just make a monthly pledge for a donation or get a monthly Bible study album from us. Once a month, we'll ship you an album, a study, anywhere from 6 to 12 hours of Bible study. Or you could sign up for the monthly sermons or a monthly video. Once a month, we'll send you one of our great videos. How much is the monthly videos? That's $24.95 a month, right? Same as the sermons. And the monthly Bible study album, that's $34.95 a month. So $35. Now, back to the news. So videotapes of riot squads subduing troublesome terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay show the U.S. guards punching some detainees. Now, this story is out by the Associated Press. Just that right there will make many people condemn the troops. But it depends on what's going on. I mean, sometimes a police officer has to slug somebody who's causing trouble and being a danger to himself or others, or the police officer. So punching people occasionally are appropriate. And when you're dealing with terrorists, you generally give the benefit of the doubt to the guard. And it's not that guards can't do things that are criminal. They can, and they do. And when they do, they should be punished. But, okay, we have video. So the guards know they're being videoed, and there's a disturbance. And they go, and they're a bit tough. They're not little babies saying, "Would you please be nice?" And so generally, no problem with that. Guards punching some troublesome terrorists. Okay, tying one to a gurney for questioning. Boy, that seems cruel. If the gurney is hanging upside down, suspended from a beam over Niagara Falls, then that seems pretty rough. Not that it would be necessarily criminal. Oh, well, maybe. But tying somebody to a gurney for questioning depends on the circumstances. And forcing a dozen to strip from the waist down. Now, and according to a secret report, period. And then the next sentence in the same lead paragraph says one squad was all female, traumatizing some Muslim male prisoners. And so the implication was that the female squad forced the men to strip down, but I doubt it. Because they put a period at the end of that sentence, and then they began a new sentence, but it was part of the lead. So, but even if that were true, now I think that's despicable. And using sexual provocation is wrong, and it should be criminal. But let's put this in context, right? This is the Howard Stern front on the war on terror, to the extent that Abu Ghraib and other investigators have tried to use sexual humiliation to get information out of terrorists. Like, we've got one terrorist in Guantanamo Bay who's involved in training to be a pilot. And it's believed he was involved in preparations for 9/11. And so they've been asking him, "Who sent you?" And he's never answered the question. So it's reasonable to use some pressure to try to get him to answer that question. But to put this in context with the ACLU-inspired treatment of inmates in county jails across America, and I've spent 6 months as a Christian activist trying to love your neighbor as yourself, trying to do what's right, not caving into political correctness, kneeling and praying in front of the doors of abortion clinics, trying to save women from becoming murderers and killing their children. So I've spent 6 months in jail. And you go to jail, and the female guards are everywhere because that's their right. And jails, by their nature, when you incarcerate someone, there can't be all that much privacy because they're criminals. So you have to keep an eye on them. And so the showers are generally open. There might be something that slightly obscures view from a distance, but it's easy for guards to look in the showers and to the toilets and the bathrooms, where you sleep, where you change. And they sell in the commissaries, they sell pornography, Playboy, and Penthouse. And so you have some men who are not sexual perverts who happen to be thrown in jail, either because they're guilty of a crime or for some other reason. And they're subjected to all this and strip searches. And now the strip searches are generally by men. That's probably the ACLU hasn't yet succeeded there. But give them time. You know, they're inspired by some of the things going on in Germany. But at the Denver City Jail, the inmates get to choose the movies they're going to watch. And so Friday nights, I remember, 2 movies. Saturday nights, 3 movies. Sunday nights, 2 movies. They're broadcast throughout the entire jail, a couple thousand inmates. And the movies they pick are the movies of scantily clad women being chased and raped by criminals. That's the kind of movies that they pick. And that's what they aired. And I remember at the time I complained, other Christians complained with all the sexual immorality and women, female guards watching men shower, going to the bathroom, looking into your cell window. Female guards saying, oh, you don't have to put your clothes on just to come out at night to get your mail at 3 a.m. when they call you out. All right, that happened at Jefferson County. And so you think the ACLU cared? No, it's ACLU inspired. You think the media cared? No, they don't care. But now the victim is murderers, terrorists. Now they care. Not because they care about men being sexually humiliated by women, but because they can take the side of the terrorist. So that's the story out of Guantanamo Bay today, Guantanamo Bay prison camp. All right. Oh, and the absurdity that the U.S. Constitution applies to illegal combatants picked up on battlefields is just absurd, and it shows how broken our U.S. Supreme Court is. And by the not. Well, that wasn't the U.S. Supreme Court, but they're headed there. And our federal judiciary and the U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 justices have been appointed by Republican presidents. And it's a pro-abortion court, a pro-evolution court, pro-homosexual court, generally an anti-Christian court. And that's come from the Republican Party. So one of the things here at Bob and Yurt Live is you don't get news and analysis and principles through rose-colored glasses. And by rose-colored, I mean the red states. You don't get the Republican slant on every principle. We do our best to give the biblical slant on each issue And if it's cutting to Republican Party politics, well, so be it. If George W. Bush does something noteworthy, something good, praiseworthy, then we praise him. And when he does things that are destructive, we point it out. Like his support on, was it Good Morning America, a couple weeks before the election, for homosexual civil unions. Oh, grand. That's just great. What's the bigger danger to our grandchildren, our future grandchildren? Is it Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden or homosexuality? Which will destroy more American kids in the next 40 years? Hey, and terrorism is a real threat, but it doesn't hold a candle to sexual immorality. That's been, for the most part, endorsed by political conservatives in America. Tolerate it, regulate it. All right, so then we have the Republicans in power now for a second term in a row, just announcing one of the first moves of the second Republican administration in a row is that the brand new Medicare prescription drug benefit, which is going to cost about $500 billion when we're already in huge national debt and annual deficit spending. So here's a new socialized medicine program, courtesy of the Republicans. And they just announced yesterday that the new prescription drug program will cover Viagra and Levitra and all the others. And there are estimates that this might add another $1 billion to the steadily increasing 10-year price tag of the program. And since we're in debt, what does that mean? Since we have, what, a $7 trillion national debt, that means that our kids and grandkids will pay for our grandparents' Viagra. And that's called stealing. That's, you can't force, you cannot justly force your grandkids to pay for your grandfather's Viagra. It's immoral. Hey, our phone number, 800-8-N-YARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. 836-9278. Okay, so here's the big research news out tonight. The science news from the Washington Post. Health. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, study has announced brain immaturity can be deadly. Risk-taking diminishes at age 25. Boy, I got to tell this to Gordon. That's an inside joke. By most physical measures, Gordon is a police officer at Denver Bible Church. By most physical measures, teenagers should be the world's best drivers. Their muscles are supple, their reflexes quick, their senses are at a lifetime peak. Yet car crashes kill more of them than any other cause, a problem some researchers believe that is rooted in the adolescent brain. Ooh. And for that, they spent millions of dollars. It took 13 years. They're still not done. Ask any parent. We've had three of our teenagers learn to drive in my 1998 Saturn. And when I drive to church now with it, it rattles down the road. It doesn't matter how many times we had it fixed. It rattles as you drive. I need a new car. So, okay, the teenage brain is the root of the problem. I could have told them that. And they do say that they find that the brain continues developing until you're about 25, a couple years younger for women. And they think there might be a connection, although there's no scientific connection right now, but they're looking in that as a possibility. And hey, sure, that is a possibility. And sure, that is interesting. And the way to combat that is by the wisdom that's in the Bible on how to raise kids. How to raise kids. and teach them to be responsibility, to be responsible and self-control, and give them boundaries. My son Nathaniel was taking my car, and he was driving to church with a couple friends, and he wanted to drive separately. And we weren't too thrilled about it because the roads were a little wet and it was cold out. But he said he'd be careful. Two friends in the car went around a curve, slid out of control, and crashed into a fire hydrant or something. That's Nathaniel. My son Josiah, we were camping up in the Rocky Mountains. He said, "Dad, could I take the car and drive into town and get some supplies?" So it's a Friday night at 9 o'clock at night. And sure, you and your brother, Nathaniel, go right ahead. Be careful. So he's driving out of the campground or back in. And he's a little bit off the dirt road and goes over a tree stump, which takes out the bottom half of the car. The chassis is like left behind. That's not possible, right? Some part of it. I guess it was an important part. I don't know. But these are the kind of things teenagers do. And Stephen lost the, what did he lose on my car? Oh, the driver's side mirror is gone. Presently, currently, as of right this moment, it's gone. Which we got to get that fixed. That's dangerous. All right. So anyway, the NIH could spend millions of dollars in 13 years and tell us what any parent knows intuitively, that kids are dumb. Kids are ignorant. You know what the Bible says the problem with being a youth is? Now, some of the youths in the Bible, like Jeremiah and Timothy, God gave them leadership positions when they were still young. But that's very unusual. And David. But the big problem is sin, covetousness, lust. And those are the things that our government and our media and our schools exacerbate. They increase the problem that young people have growing up. They increase the temptation. They increase the desire for immorality. And so here at Bob and Yurt Live at Denver Bible Church, we need to learn wisdom. We have to be smarter than those who are not Christians, than the Muslims, than the Democrats, the liberals, even the Republicans. We've got to be smarter because we're reading the Word of God and we have the answers. We have a responsibility to have the answers because we live in a hurting world. So thanks for tuning in to Bob and Yurt Live. Hey, the phone number, if you'd like to help us out, it's 800-836-9278. If you'd like to make a pledge toward our February telethon, our goal raised $10,000 and $500 in monthly pledges. And then Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, over 100 staff members, a beautiful 20-acre campus, Christ-centered, top academics, all this for your kids. Call them 431-5653. That's 431-5653.